Nolte, Joe Biden lives to brain freeze another day. By John Nolte on March 1, 2020. The Democrat presidential race is now down to two pushing 80 white guys. Jurassic Marxist and Joe Biden, the guy who just spent 2 weeks lying about how he was arrested in South Africa. What happened in South Carolina Saturday night? Biden smashing, come from behind, double-digit, runaway victory, is great news for him. As of now, it looks like Biden has won the race for the Bernie Sanders alternative. The bad news is that the spotlight will be turned back on him. Which means the avalanche of truly disturbing brain freezes he suffered last week are unlikely to be ignored should they happen again, and they will. Biden's not getting any younger, you know. But after getting wiped out in the first three states, as of now, and in the only race that matters, the delegate count, Biden is a close second place to Bernie, 60-54. So what happens next? Well, unfortunately for Slow Joe, time is short. When Barack Obama trounced Hillary Clinton in South Carolina during their 2008 death match, Obama had 10 days to capitalize on that win going into Super Tuesday. Those 10 days combined with an endorsement from Ted Kennedy made all the difference. Biden only has 3 days to Super Tuesday. And some of those states are already voting, including delegate-rich California. The good news for Biden, and this news should not be underestimated, is that he's now the guy, and by the guy, I mean the guy to emerge as the alternative to Bernie. As I've mentioned before, there's only one lane in the Democrat primary, and that's the who can beat Trump lane. Sanders' unapologetic socialism. His affection for murderous dictators, his Jeremy Corbyness has a lot of Democrats worried. Even though he currently polls better against Trump nationally than anyone else. But now, with his undeniable comeback, Burisma Biden is the guy. And voters in the OMG Bernie can't beat Trump lane finally have one candidate to consolidate around, which tells you just how awful the other candidates are. So, while we must always keep in mind that a lot of things can still happen, which is why early voting is stupid, it looks right now like the Democrat primary will turn into one of two worst-case scenarios, WCS. The first WCS is a protracted, brutal, and bitter gutter fight between Biden and Bernie for the nomination, where one does emerge with enough delegates to avoid a brokered convention, but hard feelings prevail. The second WCS is of course a brokered convention, which, and in 16 years of covering politics for a living, this is the first time I've ever written this, looks like a real possibility. So what changed? How was Sanders' momentum blunted? Well, as I've been saying for weeks, Sanders has never been vetted. Although he's been a U.S. senator for decades and presidential frontrunner for 5 years. The media have bent over backwards to avoid vetting Bernie because doing so would reveal a toxic strain of Marxism in their precious Democrat Party. But Bernie winning the popular vote in the first three primary/caucus states, something that has never happened before, forced their hand. Plus, the media are desperate to beat Trump, which puts them in the who can beat Trump lane when it comes to their coverage. So it was finally in the best interest of the Democrat Party to reveal to the public who Bernie really is. The real losers in South Carolina are Mike Bloomberg, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar. Bloomberg didn't compete in South Carolina. A lot of people don't know this, but like Space Mountain, South Carolina has a height requirement. But Bloomberg has so far gambled more than a half billion, with a B, in advertising on being the guy to pick up the pieces when Biden's campaign collapses. That was looking like a pretty shrewd move until Mini Mike walked out from behind that half billion and onto a debate stage where he collapsed into a pile of cuck at the feet of Pocahontas. As far as Warren, Pete, and Amy. They've just lost the race for the OMG Bernie can't win lane to a guy who spent 2 weeks lying about being arrested in South Africa. Personally, I'd much rather see Trump face Biden. Bernie is a true change candidate with a real following, a real constituency. He's also smarter than Biden and a better politician. Biden is corrupt, a terrible politician, and represents the past. Americans tend to look ahead, especially in presidential elections. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.